US greater than UK tourist shares grateful post for how Malaysia handled COVID-19. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz UK tourist shares grateful post for how Malaysia handled COVID-19 news. What is a census and why it is mandatory for Malaysians to participate? It's been 3 years since Tian Haveen's death. Here's what you can do to stop bullying. Drunk drivers in Malaysia could be fined up to RM150,000 and jailed up to 20 years if found guilty. UK tourist shares grateful post for how Malaysia handled COVID-19. IPTA students to receive 15% reduction for their hostel and service fees. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Temuan Orang Asli community. Here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Congratulations Dr. Mazliza Mamhad for being Oxford's second Majin female associate professor. People Features Lifestyle. Delivery Pomeranian works overtime to support the burden of being adorable. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Malaysians are going crazy for these 5 popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. H&M, Aldo and 6 popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Yakult cheesecake is actually a thing and here's the recipe for you to try. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granti Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia. What is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As we all know, Malaysia has been acknowledged as one of the best countries in handling the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic in an effective way. Recently, Darren Cronian, an online entrepreneur who is also a YouTuber from the UK, uploaded an 8-minute video on his channel, Remote Darren, regarding the steps taken by the Malaysian government to tackle the crisis, according to Bernama. In the video, he shared his side of the story on staying in his apartment for nearly 11 weeks while Malaysia dealt with the pandemic. In just 6 hours, his content reached up to almost a total of 13,000 views. Even Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, the Health Director General of Malaysia, shared the video on his official Facebook page on July 12. Cronian mentioned he was impressed by how the local authorities restricted the movements among citizens at the early stage of the outbreak while the businesses in the UK were still going on. In his video, he said that he had a hard time deciding whether to go back to the UK or to stay in Malaysia because he was afraid of bringing back the virus to his family. It was until he saw how quick the Movement Control Order, MCO, was implemented in dealing with the crisis that he decided to stay and witness how Malaysia would keep the situation under control. He agreed that MCO had to be done despite the fact that it was unpleasant to see some neighborhoods and areas being surrounded by barbed wires. He expressed his thanks to Malaysians who contacted him, asking how he was and if there was anything he needed. Small little actions like these made him felt better as there were people who actually reached out to him. Additionally, when he went to the immigration office at the beginning of May to have his visa extended, he found out that the area was closed. It was then he realized that Malaysians were taking this pandemic very seriously. When you look at Malaysia's figures compared to the UK or other European countries, a lot of it has to do with people's cooperation. Just by staying at home, the people are complying with the lockdown, and thanks to everyone here, it could have been so much worse, Cronin said. Towards the end of the video, he thanked Malaysia once again for providing him with a safe home and expressed his contentment to those who contacted him throughout the 11 weeks of lockdown. Watch his full video below. Also read, borders between Malaysia and Singapore to reopen on 10 August source, Astro Awani source, Straits Times share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.